As we mentioned earlier, the protests in Egypt have led the government to block phone service as well as Facebook and Twitter, so it's hard to know precisely what's happening. It's even harder to get a sense of the details on the ground. For instance, are there songs that are rallying people, like the rap tune we introduced you to from Tunisia that seemed to galvanize protesters there 2 weeks ago? Well, we do know there is a band in Cairo that is plugged into current events, Rongo. Rongo taps into the ancient pedigree of modern Egyptian music, the Saharan trance sounds of the Nubian people from Sudan. Rongo is also the name of a resonating xylophone-like instrument from Sudan that's been used to channel spirits during trance ceremonies. The rongo arrived in Egypt 2 centuries ago, but it fell out of favor, and by the 1950s, it had all but disappeared. It wasn't until the late 90s that a folk music researcher set about tracking down the last living rongo player, Hassan Bergamon, and helped him put together an ensemble. This tune by Rongo is especially relevant as the world watches to see whom the Egyptian military is going to side with, the protesters or the government. The song is called Major, and it's about the dissatisfaction within the Egyptian military in the 19th century when its sardine rations were taken away. It's like the old Bob Marley line, "A hungry man is an angry man." And that's our program today. We're online 24/7. Stop by and see us at theworld.org. That's where you can find a great collection of videos and slideshows. It's also where you can subscribe to our daily and weekly podcasts. Again, that's theworld.org. Eric Goldberg composed the world's theme music from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH. I'm Marco Werman. We're back on Monday.